Thank you very much, Keith, for the opportunity. I'm really excited about being able to share what I've been doing with Boaz over the last 4 or 5 years. And I've just made a few little notes here. I don't normally make notes, but I'm concerned that in all this excitement I might lose count of how many points I've made. So I'd like to just thank right away two people that aren't here, and that's Ian Peacock and Andy Kellum, because it was their idea, I think, and their persistence which brought it to fruition. Now, I think that it was difficult to start with, because there, as with any good work, there's some fear, uncertainty and doubt which has to be overcome before you can do real good. And I think that there was uncertainty in my mind about the safety of it. There were insurance considerations, all kinds of housekeeping issues. And Ian and Andy overcame those. And I was very grateful that Andy asked me to participate. And I said, well, yes, I'll do that. And in my head I said, I'll do it because I thought I ought to, because I thought it was a good thing to do. I don't think my heart was quite there, though, to start with. I was doing the washing up, putting out of bedding, and I was getting a chance to chat with the guys as well. And it took a while, but I sort of got into it. And after a while, I think God changed my heart, because I persisted with what I believed in doing it with my head. Then my heart came into it and came into agreement with my head, which is a very happy situation if you can make it happen. But I'm sure that God helps us to make this happen, because he's the ruler of our hearts. And I'm quite sure that that's what went on in my case. So the next year I ended up leading some nights, which was an experience. And then after that, for the last few years, I've been the coordinator for Thursday nights. Now, basically, what happens, for those who don't know, is failed asylum seekers who are looking to get themselves into, get an appeal and to get permanent position in this country, they've often gone through a terrible time in their own countries. They've been persecuted and tortured, and they're under threat of death in some cases. Now, while this is happening, they don't have any accommodation here, and so Mount Chapel has very generously agreed many years ago that we would open up on Thursday nights and we would provide that accommodation. And that's what happens. And so as a result, I have met a lot of people I wouldn't normally have met. I've met a lot of fellow volunteers, and I've met a lot of the guys who we look after. Now, they are quite destitute, and they do suffer from depression, anxiety. Some of them are quite withdrawn because of what they've been through. But all of them are very grateful for the help that I and many other people have given them. And there's a certain camaraderie amongst them as well. There's normally each year, there's one of the men is like a natural leader who draws them together and gives them a bit of hope. But I think that seeing other people, including myself and all of the many volunteers, seeing that we care as well is a big plus to them, because it's not just their physical situation, their psychological, emotional situation, which is a very important thing. So as a result of this, you know, through what was an inauspicious start for me, I actually got quite into it and made friends with some of the asylum seekers. Been on a mini holiday with one or two of them. I took one of them to McCaravan in Wales. We had a great time. And you get to know people in a way that you don't always get to know them. And I'd say that, you know, it started with drudgery, but actually by persevering it's turned into something great. And at the risk of turning this into a recruitment campaign, I'd like to point out that I'm not asking anyone to volunteer to give me a bit of relief. I'm asking because you can share in the blessing, because it really is a blessing to put your faith into practice and then see what the result is. So I think Boaz is only one example. There's all kinds of things that we might step back from, thinking, oh, I'm not sure that it would do any good, or something bad might happen, or I'm busy, or something like that. But, I mean, just the example of the going to the park this afternoon, I think, is an example of how, in a small way, each one of us can help. And I haven't been counting the minutes, but I'd just like to point out that I want to share one of my favourite scriptures from the book of Ephesians, and it's coloured slightly by my childhood experience. Because when I was at school, on Friday afternoons, when I was about eight, we had a class called, it was Handiwork or Handicraft, I can't remember which it was called, but it was my favourite of the whole week. And so, of course, I'm going to share with you chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And if anyone asks you why the bad things happen in the world, one of the reasons might be because God's got a lot of believers around who can show love and actually do something practical which will inspire people. So that's about it for now. Thank you for listening.